Surely that's one of our greatest hymns of the faith, taking us from the
when we sing hymns like
humiliation
that to the Lord,
of Jesus
I hope you're
Christ,
trying to
sing exaltation, thanking him for
the promise done for us
that he has made,
praising
to his
him
people,
for what he's done for us.
That they will be with him.
Every time I sing it, I can't
he
help but think
of in glory.
We the need crown to of thorns that he wore.
Memorize hymns like that
upon
and sing them to our
tree,
through the day.
How he was
listen to them
mocked
the,
and humiliated
on tapes and CDs and iPods or whatever.
You have.
There's a day coming, remind ourselves
the new heavens and the new
the
earth
fullness of the gospel.
He makes all things new.
Open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 2 once again.
He will be mocked no more.
Continue the study of good works. And
please open your Bibles back to Ephesians this morning as
great
we
one
continue in chapter 2
that we are
Ephesians.
Not saved by our works.
I'd like to begin reading
works
at verse
but
we are saved
11,
by grace alone through
to
faith
the end of
Christ
the chapter.
Alone. As a gift
and
of God.
If you remember, we've been studying
and
verses 1
this
through
passage
10.
Passage teaches that very
Paul
clearly,
wanted
but
the
it also
Ephesians
to remember
that
having
that they were
been saved
dead,
by grace in their sins,
God
and
has called every
God
Christian
under his
to
wrath,
a specific kind
of God,
life,
rich in mercy,
and it is called a life
great
of
love
good
with
works,
which he loved us.
Made
Let's
them
hear the
alive
word of God,
Ephesians
grace,
chapter 2, beginning
by
verse
setting
one
his grace upon them and rescuing them out of spiritual darkness and deadness.
And you were dead in your trespasses
and raised
sins
them from
which,
the dead to
in which you formerly
Jesus
walked
Christ
according
faith,
to the course of this world
and to be joined with him
according to the prince of the power
forever
of the air. And then we have
of the spirit
in
that
verse
is now
11,
working
these words in the sons of
therefore
disobedience.
Remember
that
among
you,
them,
we
too, the Gentiles in the flesh,
all formerly lived,
who are called uncircumcision
in the lust
by the
of
so-called
flesh,
circumcision,
indulging
which is performed
the
in the flesh by
of
human
the flesh,
hands,
remember,
and of the mind,
that you were at that time separate
and were by nature
from
children
Christ,
of wrath,
even as the rest,
excluded from the commonwealth of Israel,
rich in mercy,
and strangers
of his
to the covenant
love with which he
covenants
loved us,
of promise.
Even when we were dead
having
in our
no
transgressions,
hope,
made us alive together with
and
Christ.
Without God
by
in
grace
the world,
you have been saved.
And
but
raised
now
us
in
up
Christ
with
Jesus,
him,
and seated
you
us
who
with
formerly
him
were
in the
far
heavenly
off
places
have been brought near
Jesus,
by the blood,
in order
of Christ,
that in the ages to come,
for he himself
he
is
might
our
show
peace,
the surpassing riches,
who
of
made
his
both
grace
groups into
in
one, and broke down the barrier of the dividing
Jesus
wall. By abolishing
by
in his flesh the enmity, which is the law of commandments
faith,
contained in ordinances,
and that not of yourselves,
and that in himself he might
it
make
the gift
the two
of God
into one
not
man,
as a result of works,
thus establishing
that no
peace
one should boast,
and might reconcile them both
we
in
are
one
his
body
workmanship
to God through the cross,
created in Christ Jesus,
by it having put works to death the enmity.
Which God
and he
prepared
came and preached peace to you who
we
were far away
in them.
And peace to those who were near.
Father, we thank you for this.
For through him we both have our access
word that
in one spirit
the Apostle Paul,
to the Father
that you moved him by
so
the
then
Holy
you are no
spirit
longer strangers and aliens
about
but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household
has been purchased and
having been built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets,
and also about
Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone,
and I pray that as each of us here
in whom the whole building
this morning, especially
being fitted together,
that you would help us to be
is growing into a holy temple in the Lord,
and be
in whom you also
live the kind of life
are being built together into a dwelling of God,
which you have ordained
in the Spirit
that we should walk in. Forgive us of our sins, we pray.
We thank you for these words, Father.
We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for
this passage
rescuing
Paul the Apostle
on the Damascus Road from his sin.
God has created us
as he created
the world
by undeserved grace.
That when he saves
and changing his heart and his mind,
he raises it from spiritual
Lord Jesus Christ
and
grants
new life
to God's people.
And recreates it into
how
the
they
image
are to think
God
according to your thoughts.
And that as a result of that grace that has
helped
been
us this morning to try
placed
to understand
some of
the
these
sin
verses, save through the power of the Holy Spirit
purpose,
and the truth
the
of Jesus Christ,
we pray in Jesus'
it is
name.
It is necessary Amen that that person walk in a new path of life. good works are a necessity for the Christian.
One of the great problems,
they are not an option,
in the ancient world,
God has not just saved
us
for heaven.
Division,
so we can have
peoples.
A nice spiritual retirement in the sky.
When you study,
He has saved
the history
us to be different
the ancient
on
world,
earth,
especially during the time of Christ
but good
and
works
the apostles,
is more,
as we saw
what you
last
see,
week, than
acts of benevolence
everywhere,
or even dedicated.
The Greeks
sacrifices.
Hated the barbarians
that we may
were not
God.
Refined and civilized.
It is not enough, as
the Jews hated the Gentiles,
to give a financial sacrifice to God,
and He will therefore.
The Gentiles hated the Jews as arrogant.
Acts of benevolence
and self-serving
cannot atone for sin.
And if that was not bad enough,
so God sent His Son
in Judea
to die upon
the Hellenistic
cross,
to make
full atonement
of our sin, but also to
consider them to be compromised,
to change our nature, to change the way we think.
And so to bring all these different kinds
of
people
together,
how we build our lives,
into the Church of Jesus
Christ,
from the point of
finding
to live at peace.
And every Christian
in one local church
in
Ephesus is a miracle of God's
grace.
It's
no small task.
His workmanship.
The Ephesians were mainly
Gentiles in background,
and Paul was in prison.
Each and every one of
the Jews
to construct
a new life
had made a riot about
according to what
he determines is best,
so that he ended
up
in
jail
in Rome.
Paul,
so it's very possible that
these Ephesian Gentiles had some hard feelings
toward
the Jews in general and even Jewish Christians
as a walk.
In any case, Paul dedicated the rest of chapter 2, chapter 3,
this is much more than doing
chapter 4
special.
To call these Gentile Christians
to
understand that God had given them
learning
God's commandments,
and
that
He
had joined them to Jewish Christians
in each situation
as part of a new body, the church.
It is true
that He had included the Gentiles
in
the salvation
of
the Jewish Messiah,
perfection and submission to all
when He could have excluded
them in every area of our life.
So He calls
them
to be humble.
But Jesus said to His disciples, be perfect,
to give thanks
Father in heaven is perfect,
for God's undeserved grace.
And He calls us to strive
and to foster unity and love in the church, no matter
the person's
background,
thought
or
word
or
deed in our life,
but to take every thought captive
chapter 4,
for Christ,
which we read earlier,
He said,
therefore I, the prisoner of the Lord,
push back the darkness
begging them
that is in our heart and life.
He's entreating them
to walk in a manner worthy
of
the calling to which they've been called.
That is,
the calling
to
come to
Christ
and be saved by grace through Him.
We saw last time that every
time the prayer
to walk,
saved by grace,
with all humility,
thankful for the salvation of Christ,
believing that only by grace
he or she has been saved.
Every time
we
seek to obey
a commandment
of God
in love,
we do a good work.
Being diligent to preserve
again,
this unity
not about
of
those
the Holy
Spirit, the world thinks is a good
in the
work.
Bond
it's about
of peace,
the good work of obeying God.
And this
there
includes
is one
the commandments,
bond, one spirit
of the Ten Commandments.
Just as you were also called in
honoring
one
your father and mother,
calling,
loving your spouse.
There's only one body of Christ.
Praying for our
enemies. There's only one Holy Spirit
being
that dwells in every Christian
work,
and in every church.
And remembering
there's only
the
one
Lord's
future
day
that
to keep
we have.
It holy,
one
being
hope,
content with what we have.
One
trusting
Lord,
in God.
Overcoming
one
worry,
faith,
grumbling and hatred.
One baptism.
It's the kind of thing that
one
includes
God
a husband's
and Father
love for his
all
wife.
Who is overall,
that as he
seeks
all,
to love his wife
all.
As Christ loved the church, he is obeying a commandment
God
of Jesus
in
Christ,
every believer,
and performing
is
a
meant
good
to
work
with
every
kind word
how we treat
to.
Each other,
with every patient spirit that he has toward her.
People try to foster unity
every
today
time
in different
wife
ways.
Seeks to submit
political
herself
movements
in all things,
trying
to
gather together
unto the Lord
people
that
for
she
a common
knows
cause,
that she is serving
moral
Christ
improvement
with a good
societies.
Work.
That she is obeying
to get people
to commit themselves
to
a certain kind of morality,
and that that is worth
to live by that morality.
Civic groups.
It means that every time we
even
go to
church
and we are
try
faithful
to keep
to our job,
members
do not
so
join
busy
the
with
laziness
of other employers
that they don't
employees.
Have time to fight
and seek to get out of our responsibilities with our employer. Every time we see,
even
to be
in
faithful,
history,
the best worker we can be,
leaders of nations
we are bringing
have
glory to
created
Christ.
We
wars.
Are doing a good work. just to bring the people together in their leadership under a common enemy or by
a child's obedience to a parent.
Our nation is divided today between the haves and the have-nots.
To teach them the word of God
and the ways of Christ, even to discipline
women
with the rod and reproof, is a good work.
It's divided between the races,
and that's a great and hopeful thing for
parents.
Between
religions,
use the rod.
Political parties,
even regions
of the country.
Christ. This is about love for Him. This is about obedience.
It has always been this way.
And so the Christian life,
I'm here to tell you this morning,
is
I believe
it will
continue to be this way.
In obedience to God's commands, man's attempts at unity will never work.
They never have in the entire history of mankind.
And this morning
and
I want to look
at
one paragraph in our confession of faith, which
the reason is because man is too sinful and rebellious
kind of
and selfish and self-centered
works,
at heart
to Scripture.
For unity to
what
work.
What good is it to live a life of obedience to God's commands?
I don't even believe conspiracy
a life
theories
of good
are
works
possible.
To have God's commandments
long,
in our mind,
because
instilled
those
in our minds all the time that we're thinking from God's way
of
thinking instead
of jealousy,
the world's
and
way
greed,
of thinking,
and selfishness, and sooner
instead
later,
of the way we've been conditioned to think by our past or our present.
According to Paul,
to
the only
carve out in
unity
our lives
between
life
men obedience
to the living
God,
Jesus Christ as their common
that
bond,
paragraph is paragraph
and Savior,
two in our confession,
and Lord ruling
and
each
the
of their lives.
And it says,
these good works done,
and I believe this is true
God's
of marriage
and family, are the fruits and evidences of a true
and I believe it is certainly true of the Church of Jesus Christ.
And by them, believers manifest
truly
their humble spirit, a forgiving spirit,
strengthen
a
their
serving
assurance,
spirit,
can produce unity,
edify their brethren
between men,
adorn the profession
of
the gospel,
gets rid of ego and self-centeredness,
and
glorify God,
whose workmanship
can enable two people
right
to live together
Ephesians
in peace,
two,
much less
whose workmanship
they are,
kind.
Created in Christ Jesus there unto.
And so Paul explains in this passage
that having their fruit
how this
unto
unity and love between men
the
can
end.
Be produced
eternal life.
And
how it is possible to go against human
nature that come from a life
and create something.
But
that
first
is divine.
Thing it says very clearly
in its
is
power
that
in
these
good works
done
in
unity,
obedience to God's command.
And he says it can only be
accomplished
through the gospel
of a true
Jesus
and
Christ,
lively
or living faith.
And the only place
it is because
it can
be of what Jesus Christ has done for us
Jesus
that the Christian is impelled into this world
the church is on earth
for
God's
his
plan.
Honor, for his glory.
To
because
plan.
He himself, the one who has been crucified
this is why
upon
a
the
faithful
tree,
local
has
church
laid down his hands
so important to the life
upon the
wood
for our sake. He has commanded these things.
The church must show this
loving
unity to
the world
that bear the marks of the
that
cross.
That people can overcome
them.
Their prejudices
and therefore
and their divisions
the Christian can no longer argue with God
and their self-righteousness.
Is this the best thing to do?
Why can't
their
it
anger
be
and
another
bitterness.
Way? Why does it have to be this way?
And live together in
peace.
And the answer of Scripture is Jesus saying, if you love me, you will keep my commandments.
The best unity this
that
country
the life
has
of
ever
good
had
that he has
as a nation
for
was between 1800
and
1830.
From it.
And that is because
and the first benefit
the second
that is mentioned
in this paragraph, I will not go through all of them this morning,
where the gospel was
the first
preached.
Benefit.
On the eastern
is that
seaboard
by good works,
and on the frontiers
manifest
the
their thankfulness to God.
Have you ever
hundreds
thought about
of thousands
the
of people
of
came to Jesus Christ
carving out a
life
of
good works
and whole towns were changed
that
in their
is,
atmosphere
a thank offering
in their
to
attitudes
God. In the Old
and
Testament
the nation as a whole was
brought to
brought
a unity
thank offerings to God
and a morality
and those thank offerings were
that
for
it never
the
had
of worshiping him
has never had
and
sense.
Acknowledging to him that he had been merciful
it was not
to
through
them.
Moral improvement societies
he had brought them food clothing
it was not
and
through
he had
social
given
a lamb
very
sacrifice
as
it
a
was
shadow
by the preaching of Jesus Christ,
Jesus
the
Christ,
King of Kings and Lord of Lords,
the ruler of men's hearts and how they
and now out of thankfulness
and God raised
their
up
multitudes
God's
of Christians
they came to
the
to
priest.
Live that way
with each other
and they offered a thank
and
offering
to God
to
as
that
a
grace
smelling
of God
aroma
in the world.
To him to acknowledge to God how thankful they were
we've been
to
living on it
him.
Ever since
to honor him for all his benefits to them.
But now it's about
in Psalm 116, the psalmist said, what shall I render to the Lord
how
for all his benefits
unity
between men? between Jew and Gentile.
And the answer is this.
How do you create a people who are genuinely
I shall lift the
humble,
cup of salvation
genuinely
up and
forgiving
the
and
Lord.
Patient and forbearing? O Lord, surely
genuinely
I am your loving and serving each other.
I am your servant,
of
the son
about
of your
how they are not
you have
being
loosed
served.
My bonds.
To you I shall offer a sacrifice.
The answer of the Bible
of
is
twofold
and
in verses 11 through 13 in Ephesians 2.
The response of
first,
the
you have to remember what you
to
were
to the cross
you came
of Jesus,
Jesus
Christ,
and the acceptance of us through
and
faith
secondly,
alone in that Savior.
You
is
must
a life
understand
of
and believe in what God has done
God.
For you as a sinner in Christ. There is no way
and carry that
to
into your relationships
with
in
men.
A church.
By
where Paul
beings.
Said in verse 14, he himself
there's
is
a great
our
deal
peace.
Of literature out there on worship.
And he
God.
Wasn't just talking about peace
how
with God on the vertical
plane.
Worship, how to keep people interested.
He actually
in church
describes how
and
Jew
worship.
And Gentile have been able
how to do this,
enabled
how to do
by
that.
The gospel to live in peace
but according
with each
to
other,
the Bible
in the same
the
body.
Only worship that God accepts is
he
that
himself
which comes
is
from
our
the worshiper in spirit and truth.
So first,
from one's own
in
heart,
verses 11 and 12, Paul reminds
from one's own respect
the Ephesians
and honor
that they
to
had
God.
To remember.
It cannot be generated by
this
music.
Was to be a part of
it
their
cannot
thinking
be generated by
in their relationships
or
with other people all
worship
the time.
Services in creative ways.
Not just once in a while
in
when
fact,
you're on
God
your knees
has
in prayer in the morning
would be worshiped.
Or convicted of your former life
according to
in a
truth.
Worship service, but
and
all the time understanding
the
what your condition was before you came to Christ
is a heart of thanksgiving.
Verse 11,
to God.
Therefore, remember
all the benefits he has given us in
these
Christ.
People had been Christians
the gift of salvation
for many
calls
years
us to worship him in all of life, where all of life becomes
they had been taught by Paul
to
for 3 years
turn
to establish
with me to
the church.
Romans chapter 12 this morning.
And I'm not sure where the Timothy
we find
had
Paul
come in
entering
at this
that
point.
Same attitude.
And later on, Timothy became pastor of the church. And in between,
that our life
they had elders that understood
and all
the
of
gospel.
Our life is an act of worship to God.
These people understood some things. But he said, you have to remember.
After spending 11
chapters that formerly you, the Gentiles in the flesh,
holiness,
who are called
election
uncircumcision by the so called circumcision.
He then
which is performed
the
in the flesh by human hands. Remember that you were at that time
to the believer,
separate
in chapter
from Christ,
12, verse 1,
excluded from the commonwealth of Israel.
Therefore,
brethren, strangers to the
covenants by the mercies
of
God,
because of the
having
mercies
no
that we have
hope
received in Jesus Christ,
and without
to present
God
your
in
bodies
the world
a living and holy sacrifice.
Every time I read
acceptable
those
to God,
two verses,
which is your spiritual service of worship.
It just brings into clarity the condition
the
of all men
of
and
the
women
Christian
without
to Jesus
God,
Christ
without Christ
in thanksgiving and appreciation for undeserved mercy and
they
salvation
have no hope,
is that one's life becomes
they're
a
without
living
God
sacrifice
in the world
to him. That means every area of
they
their
are
life
alone,
every moment of the life
and they need a Savior
is a living sacrifice to God, not a dead one.
Paul reminds the Gentiles
that
they
we
were not
offer
part
up
of
everything,
God's
our home,
for over 2,000 years before Christ,
our recreation,
they had been without
our church,
God, revealing
every relationship to our spouse and our children and our friends and our
for
enemies.
God revealed himself to
we
Abraham
offer up as sacrifices
and to his
of thanksgiving to God,
living sacrifice.
And then when they went down into Egypt and multiplied,
and then he says in
God
verse 2, and do not be conformed
only to those
this
descendants
don't think
of Abraham
the same
in Egypt
anymore.
The nation of Israel,
but be
and brought them out of Egypt and gave the
by
Sinai
the renewing
covenant
of your mind,
which was designed only
that you
for
may
those
prove
people
or do
those
what the will of God is,
that which is good and acceptable and perfect. And God has revealed what is good.
The rest of the world
and
the
nations
were without the God of
by
Israel.
Faith, we
they
look to the word of God
gods,
and we believe in the commandments
invented
of
gods,
God. Gods
God
of their
is
imagination,
wise and God is right.
Gods of their sins that would excuse
and then
them.
Then we look
from
to our lives.
And we call upon God with thanksgiving for his grace. And say,
God had given the covenant of circumcision
to
Abraham.
And
everyone outside of Abraham's family,
we say, as we said last week,
was cut off what Jesus said
from the revelation of God.
Except that which remained
in
nature,
but what thou wilt.
And in Jesus' day, the circumcised Jews who
prided
themselves on being the people of God,
church today that comes from false teaching,
being the only true God of
the
earth,
century,
the only true people of God on the earth,
century,
They called the Gentiles a derogatory name, the uncircumcised, to indicate that they were unclean
and still saved.
They were not God's
people. That you can live a disobedient
and they were separated from the God of Israel,
disobeying his commands.
The Pharisees, when they went into the marketplace, so that
one is going to heaven no matter what kind of life one leads,
in the marketplace, they came home
and took a complete bath and washed
their clothes. But Paul tried to deal with that very problem
in Romans 6,
so that they would not
be
considered unclean.
When he was asked the question, shall we continue to sin that grace might abound?
And as a result of this,
may it never be, how shall we who have died
to sin still live? By the Jews and by the Gentiles who hated the Jews,
we are called to bring all
there
of
was
our
great hostility
our
between
words
the groups
and our doing
into submission to
how
Jesus
in the world
Christ and his will
could people
of such a diverse background
we are
racially
not to earn our righteousness
educationally
for salvation
socially
but because Jesus has given us his righteousness by faith
customs of food and dress Paul said to the
customs
Colossians,
of marriage, customs
therefore,
of raising
as you
children,
Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk.
How could these people ever,
having
lived together
in
one
being
local
built up
church,
in him and established
in, peace,
in your faith,
just as you were instructed?
Well, the answer of the Bible is it takes a miracle
with gratitude.
In fact, it takes many miracles.
Overflowing with thanksgiving.
It takes many hearts
for what he has done
that give up being
a
citizen of the world.
Us.
For the extent
and their past and their culture,
dedicated his life
and their traditions and their habits,
to bow at the feet of Jesus Christ together and say, "Now,
say
Lord,
to God's
how
commandments,
shall we
they're
then
too hard,
live
or they are not worth
together.
It."
Or God
what
is
really
too much
important?
Because and what is
every
not,
time we think
what
that
is really
way,
your will,
we remember the cross
what
of Jesus
not.
Christ, where God commanded
and a great
him
deal
the
of the New Testament
sacrifice
is given for our
to both
salvation,
Jew and Gentile,
getting them to understand. That they're going
and
to have
there is
to give
nothing
up
that God can
their
demand or ask of the Christian to do that is a
that
greater
raised in
obedience
unto
and their different way of thinking
Jesus made for us.
It stands
that was not taught by Christ and the apostles
we should go
in order to join themselves together in peace
to carve out a life of good works that are conformed to the commandments.
Second, Paul
of God
lists the spiritual condition
of these
John
Christians,
chapter 15
Gentiles before coming to Christ.
These are the words of our Lord. Not
these
long before he went to the cross.
From the commonwealth
they are part of that
Israel.
Discourse that he had with his disciples.
That is, the special people of God.
On his way to
they
the
were
Garden
strangers
of
and outcasts in the earth.
To the Old Testament covenants of promise.
A life of good
Abraham,
works
as a thank offering. Moses
is a life
David.
That flows out of faith in Christ and love for him.
They were considered the enemies of the people of Israel.
And he said
in
verse
12, this is my commandment.
They were under
that
the wrath
you
of
love
God.
One another.
Just as I have loved you.
They did not have a way to God.
He sets the affirmation
sacrifices
that he
at the temple.
And he is going
priest
to the cross
that could intercede for
them.
And he says in the next verse, 13, greater love has
they
no
were
one than this,
from Christ.
That one
that
laid
is,
down his life
they were
for his
apart
friends.
From him.
They had no interest
which is
in
what
Christ,
he is
and
about
Christ
to
had
do
no interest in them as their Savior.
Telling them that
they had no way
he has
of reconciliation
them,
he is
with God.
Laying down
they
his
had no
life
hope
on the cross for them. And you would think that he might say now,
and they were without God in
if
the
you
world,
love
no
me, lay down your life
been,
for me upon the cross. But he doesn't say it at this point.
No matter how they had worshiped God, and
when you study the
you
worship
friends,
services
if
of
you do what
the
I
Gentiles
can.
In the Mediterranean world, worshiping
he is not issuing
a command for obedience to have your sins forgiven.
The mother God
and
her son.
He
has
worked
themselves
to his disciples
drunken frenzies,
what the friendship
cutting
of Christ
means
before God.
That he has given his friendship
as blood
upon the cross unto
that he
death,
would smile upon.
And what he calls us to do is to live.
Pagan rites.
To live the
for
worst
him
kind.
As his friend.
And living
as
no matter
the
how many good
Christ
works
they had performed,
a life
no matter
of good works,
how nice they tried to be
commands.
With others, no matter how intellectual they tried to be,
only if we remember
like Plato and Socrates,
his great love and
they
sacrifice,
were without the only
will we
true
have
God.
A thankful heart.
Living
sooner
in the world,
or later, you'll give up and grow weary in well doing
with no hope.
I know a husband is supposed to love his wife and forgive
people
her
hope
and
in all kinds of
to
things,
her and serve her and deny himself and all
to bring them a brief period of happiness and purpose in living. Job
say
said,
that
the hope
to the
of
Son
the
of God
shall perish.
Crucified to
that
a
means
tree
that
for that sin.
Any hope that you have in anything or person in this world as the center
hard?
Of your life and thoughts, as the purpose for your life,
to deny yourself,
as what's most important to
you,
that hope shall perish.
To bring joy to your wife and fulfill hers.
People hope in all kinds of things.
To be the model.
They get married and hope
sacrifice.
That the person
the
they're marrying will bring them happiness. But it doesn't
much?
Take many long
to
see.
Is it too much for the Son of God
to call you
and
to be
sins,
faithful to his church?
Which disappoints
Christ
such hope.
The church
and sometimes that disappointment
turns. He died to build churches like
anger,
this one.
And that
in
anger
this town,
turns to coldness.
He gave his life not just to save individual people, but
separation.
To bring them together into a body of believers that worship him and encourage
people
one
plan
another,
their careers
and
jobs.
Each other and
they
bear
go to college, they
to the
try
world
to get on with a company, they try to seek
he
a certain
said, I will build
profession.
My church and the gates of hell will not prevail against
to hope to find
he is committed to doing
in their
that.
Work in this world.
Or the hope of enough money to satisfy
is
their
it too
desires.
Much for Jesus to ask
only
every
to find
single Christian to be faithful,
especially
to
more
church.
Today than in the past, that working conditions
to be faithful
to are
his
often very difficult
about
and unsatisfying.
Church.
Not to forsake the
goals
assembly
are often unmet.
Themselves together is the habit of some.
It costs
to
more
one
to
one
live
another,
than
I
had
first thought.
No.
They find
not
out.
If you remember the cross.
Young couples often go into
not
great debt to
life.
Live at the level of
his
their
autonomy.
Parents who took 20 or 30 years
his
to reach that
level.
And then caught into two jobs or three jobs, they become ruled by the things of the world
like
they desire.
Do you think of your life
they hope
as a
in
thank
things.
Offering to God?
The only problem is the
time
all the
and benefits
the
that you
effort
receive
that it takes to raise children in the Lord.
That
goes,
is what we're
way,
supposed to do.
As well as the time and the effort
to look upon
to
every
word, every act, every relationship we have as an opportunity
years later, 20 years later,
to obey the Lord Jesus Christ later. Commands in how to live and offer to him a thank offering that brings
and
I realize
joy
something's
to
wrong. How we treat our
people
spouse,
hope
how
friends,
we treat our children,
always be faithful
schoolmates.
And true is all a part of that.
If you love me,
disappointed many times
you
with
will
betrayal
keep my commandments.
Criticism
you are my friends,
and deceit and abandonment
if you do what I command you.
It always grieves me to watch children and young people
I
grow up
you,
and they
brethren,
put so
present your body
much
for
hope in their peer groups to bring
the
them happiness and fellowship,
a life of good
and
works.
And they don't know
being a chorus of thanksgiving
that's
to
not
God
where hope
every
comes
day.
From.
That brings him pleasure.
And
that most of those friends will be gone.
Is that it strengthens our assurance of salvation
by the time they are in their 20s.
And that's what is mentioned in this paragraph, a life of good works.
People put hope in recreation, in retirement.
In other words,
in houses and cars.
To see ourselves trying to bring forth a life of good works to Christ.
Activities,
that does
hobbies.
Not attempt to earn salvation. But
is
a result
of Christ's
unsatisfying
grace and love
in the end
is evidence
because nothing
that we're
can
truly
fill
hears.
The heart of
our
the
assurance
void
begins
that is
always at the feet of Christ and his promise
God
to save
fill.
Sinners who come to him. But the evidence that our faith is
rejecting
real,
the God of the Bible
comes out in how we live.
This just amazes me today.
It really
again,
does.
Again, turn with me to John 15 if you still got your
with all the many years
there,
of public education
Bible.
And
in verse 8,
the scientific age of John
we do
15,
not see
Jesus said,
a decrease.
Well, backing up to verse 7,
in our
if you abide in me and my words
and
abide
in
you, ask whatever you wish,
sorcery,
shall be
witchcraft.
Done for you.
This is my Father,
saved,
by this is my
divination.
Father glorified.
We see an increase.
That you bear much fruit, and so
the movies
prove
for
to be
our young people are filled with evil.
For
and
just
spirits,
as the Father has loved
goblins,
I have loved you.
Supernatural things
abide in my love.
That
live
excite
in my love,
or
live
scare
in my grace
for a moment.
Live in the mercies.
Because we know
of God.
There's something
if you
more
keep
than
my
normal
commandments,
living.
You will abide. Remain in
that's
my love.
That's the wrong thing.
Just as I kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love, these things
Ezekiel
I have
said
spoken to you that my joy
of
may
the people
be
of
in
Israel.
You.
And they see falsehood and lying divination.
This is my commandment that you love
one another
just as I have loved you.
When the Lord has not sent them,
Jesus Christ has a joy for the fulfillment of their word.
And
why is it that
years ago, before I came your pastor, became your pastor,
I brought
this kind
of thing
are spreading throughout America?
The answer is because the word of God,
the Lord Jesus Christ, has joy in saving sinners
from like a shepherd who has found a lost sheep
and puts it on his shoulders, and he comes back to the fold rejoicing.
It's not their refuge.
That the angels of heaven rejoice over one
putting hope in such things in people.
And we are to believe that Jesus delights
while living in a
to show mercy to the repentant.
And it's really idolatry.
He delights to give the gift of salvation.
But that's what Paul
and
means
takes when he says
a sinner from the mire of hell
having no hope
and put him at his side
and without God in the world.
He is
we're
going to
put our hope in something
that it brings him such joy.
But then he says, I've said these things to you that my joy may be in you, that you would
understand the grace of God.
Job said,
and
what is the hope
of the godless when he is cut off?
That as we keep the commandments of God,
we assure our hearts.
What's going to be the hope then?
That we have indeed,
when people stand
before
God,
become one of his
and give account for their lives.
Jesus wanted us to have this
kind of joy for their
unbelief,
for their
ignoring of
him. And joy does not come
by
refusing to follow his will
and ways
of this world,
in the religion of materialism.
But instead they followed these other things.
The only lasting joy
comes
in knowing God.
Filled up their time with everything in the world but God.
To live with a clear conscience.
How is that going to save them?
To live knowing
on the last day
you have attempted to obey the Lord.
We are desperate
to know that
in
you
of a Savior.
Know that he knows that
the
he
Lord
is
Jesus Christ
with what you're trying to do.
The hope of the
that
godless
is where
shall
a lasting
perish.
Joy comes from.
That God delights in his obedient children,
like we delight in our children.
Have you put your hope
does
in
your
other
child
things
have
than
to
the Lord
obey
Jesus
perfectly
Christ
before you're ever satisfied with them?
This is part of growing up as young people and young adults.
Do you continually
we're trying
criticize
to
everything
true, they
do,
what is
even
worth
though
it,
they've attempted
what's
to
important,
honor
you and obey you?
What,
they've cut
what
the
should
grass,
I put my time in, my
blade.
Efforts in?
They haven't
what
done
can
it
I
like
depend
you
upon
to the point that
how
you
can I find a life that's worth living
trying to please you?
No.
But they keep putting their hope in the
that
things
child.
That perish with the using of them. Instead of the
they
eternal things
child,
of Jesus Christ
and
his grace and love and
presence,
and it brings you joy.
His help.
Because of grace, God can justly
you keep trying to find hope in something or
someone
him,
only to be disappointed, frustrated,
and
angry, and hopeless.
That is amazing.
But could it be?
And it does not move you to take advantage of his
that
graciousness.
You've hoped in the wrong things.
And therefore to be careless and thoughtless and disobedient.
Maybe the Bible is right.
The wonder
maybe
of
Christ
such a loving
is risen.
God displayed in the cross of Jesus Christ.
Maybe he is
that he
the
would
only
want you
hope
to be his child
of Israel.
Moves your heart to cut that blade of grace.
And that you've been running away
to
from
do it like he would want you
the
to
only
do.
God of hope.
Because you love him.
Come to Christ. Turn with me to the book
he
of 1 John.
Home.
The second thing Paul reminds the Gentile Ephesians is what God had done
as long
for them.
As you live.
In verse 13, he says,
God's
but now in Christ Jesus,
that God
you who
has
formerly were
revealed to you and
been brought near,
there is a commandment
by the blood
that you need
of
to
Christ.
Obey,
and you're not trying to do it. You're not seeking
but
to do
now,
it. Are two of the most blessed words in the Bible.
It stands between
it's
you
like up
and
in verse
fellowship with God.
Four, but God. Here was our condition, but God did something.
And if it
this
continue,
is what we were, but now.
That you can actually say
it's
to God,
it's talking about God's
I
divine
intervention
me,
in their
but
life.
But I'm not going to do it.
Once he says
it's
you Christians were without hope and without God and his love and presence and help in the world, but you who formerly
you continue
were far
to live in
from
willful
God
sin
have been
brought
near
to him,
then your assurance of
by
salvation
the blood of
needs to be examined.
He cannot help but add that.
And that's
because
exactly
that is
what
the
John
only
says
way we're brought
in verse,
near.
Chapter 2, verse 1.
He
Adam
says,
and Eve
to these Christians
lived in God's presence.
I know you're not
but
going to be
perfect.
Of their
my
rebellion,
children,
they were cast out of his
I'm
presence.
I'm writing these things to you that
in
you may not sin.
That's the goal.
And we have been alone and without God in the world ever since.
And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the
righteous.
Waiting for God's judgment and wrath
to fall upon us.
And if you've ever asked,
and he himself is the propitiation
for
our sins,
that's the remembrance.
Why can't people be nicer, kinder, more loving?
Not for ours only, but also for those of
the whole world. Why can't I? By this we know that
we
have
come
to
know him if we keep his commandments. That's about assurance of salvation.
God has cast us out of his holy
presence. It is not a requirement of absolute
perfection
to be sure you're a
Christian. To our sinful desires and nature.
But
the intent of the Christian
is that
they may not sin.
And should they find themselves disobeying a commandment of God,
we are not
they flee to Jesus Christ, the advocate, and plead his forgiveness through his blood and righteousness upon the cross.
In Christ Jesus, with his help, seek
the Son of God has, that's that cycle,
invaded
God's world
in the Christian life. He
the
teaches us,
he instructs
us, he discovers
has shined in the darkness
our areas of disobedience.
2,000 years ago,
he brings
he
us
was
to
born
grief
in
Bethlehem.
Repentance that we have not honored such a gracious God.
And it came
he leads
what
us
the
to the cross.
Said,
the sunrise from on high
where
shall
we find
visit
Jesus
us.
Christ,
and in him
the righteous.
We see God, the advocate who has risen from the dead
in him,
and ascended to heaven.
We find God.
That there is forgiveness, there is mercy, and only through his sacrificial death
appreciating
and the shedding
the
of his
God,
blood in atonement as a perfect
our hearts
sacrifice
turn in obedience
can we
to
be
the
restored
of our friend.
To God's presence safely.
That's the cycle of the Christian life, not presumption, not laziness.
Jesus
not
said
a refusal to repent.
I am the way and the truth,
because
and the
life.
Truth is
and no one
by
comes
this we
to the
know
Father,
that we've come to know
me.
He left no room for any other religion,
a life
or any
of good
other
works,
way to God,
whereby we are seeking
and we live
to bring
in a
all
day
of
postmodernism
to God's
where
commands for his glory.
As not only is there
worship,
no absolute truth
because we love him,
but every falsehood is just as valid
greater
as any truth
to our hearts.
That there is
that
no
God
special religion
good
to the world.
They are all the same.
We didn't used to think that way.
Or
that
all
was
nothing.
Not our desire once before.
That no one can claim to have absolute truth.
Now,
but Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father
so
but through me.
If we weren't so weak, if the world wasn't so complicated, we would
it's
choose
what Paul
to bring
is saying.
Every
no good
bit
works,
of our
no
life
religion,
and obedience and conformity with his
can
word.
Admit sinners into the presence of a holy
in
God
fact,
till they are cleansed of their sin and forgiven.
Where we would no longer
and
have
restored
to fight to
against the sinful
God.
Thoughts and desires that are
and
still
the
there
each
day.
Is great.
Where we'd no longer have
because
to do battle
that it
with
takes
the sins
one's
of others,
whole life
to, have
to explore, to try to understand,
rest
and even die
rest
without full understanding
of the evil of sin in this world and have
of the height
the
and depth
and
breadth
of
our
sins
as our home.
And it's our experience.
And the
that
greater
heaven,
height and depth
that's
and breadth
heaven,
of
yes.
the blood of Christ to cover them and atone for them.
And now,
the only
Christian
way that we can conform
that
our
understands
to
their
the
past
will
sins
of the Son of
and
God,
their presence,
his wishes, his desires, and his revealed words is by faith
can never delve fully
and pattern our life
into
after
the measure
commandments, believing in
of
his
suffering
grace,
that Jesus
experienced on the cross.
And as we do that,
and if
we
have
that
attitude,
each and every one of their sins,
we know that,
that
God
they might go free.
Has changed something in our minds and our hearts.
We will never understand fully to glory,
and though we are not what we should
how
be,
how much he bore.
We're not what
in that
we
body
used to
on
be.
The tree.
And how and much
God,
he had
we are
to
not
suffer the
should.
Wrath of his Father, that we might be forgiven.
Hereby we know
of
that
all
we have come to know him.
If we keep guard,
Paul
protect,
had to say,
pattern our life after
you have been brought near by the blood of Christ.
And his
that's the only way
burdens.
We can be brought near. We have to be
because
humbled at
good,
the feet of God and say, there's no hope for me. There's nothing I can offer you.
There, are many
there is
other
no good works, no good life
good
that is sufficient to atone for even one sin,
benefit, but
much
one
less a multitude of sins.
Our Christian witness.
I fall upon your mercy.
We all know the caricatures of the
and
United
God
States
my
churches
gracious,
where people say,
well, I'd like to go to church down there, but it's full of hypocrites.
The blood of Christ cleanses from us.
Like they aren't.
And we're accepted.
The truth is, every church is filled with children who should do better.
No longer separated from Christ.
Who should love Christ more.
Who should.
Now the Old Testament
commonwealth
becomes
our
commandments. And do what he calls them to do. No longer without hope. Jesus, in a world,
told his disciples in
where
Matthew,
God is 5,
Almighty,
and
let
overruling
your light shine
all things
before me
for his glory,
in such a way that they may see
good.
Your good works.
No longer without hope,
and glorify
no longer
your Father
without God
who is
in the
heaven.
World.
Through
it
the
glorifies
blood
God when we lead a life of good works,
when we obey
in
his
fact,
commandments.
We are not to be as the Pharisees
we
who stood on the street
corners,
Paul said,
praying
with a loud voice
so
everyone would know that
you're so holy.
By a new and living way,
but we are
inaugurated
to be
through his,
like the disciples of
for
Jesus,
us through the veil that is his flesh. His flesh was torn,
whom he told,
his blood was shed,
you love me, you
so that we may enter into the Holy of Holies, the very presence of God,
and be
he
accepted.
He said through Peter in 1 Peter chapter 3,
and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near.
But sanctify
let us draw
Christ
near
with
Lord
a sincere heart.
Always being ready to make a defense
in full assurance
to everyone
of faith,
who asks you to give an
having
account,
having our hearts
for the
sprinkled
hope that
clean
is
from an evil conscience,
yet with gentleness and reverence,
our bodies washed
and
with pure
keep a
water.
Good conscience.
So
let
that
us
in
hold
the
fast
thing
the
in which you are slandered
hope,
without wavering,
those
for
who
he
revile
who
your good behavior
faith,
in Christ,
when
will
God
be put
promises,
to shame.
You can hope in it. For it's better if God
he
should
will keep
it so
word.
That you suffer for doing what
it
is impossible
right, rather than
for God
doing
to
what
lie.
Is wrong.
For Christ died.
You hope in a friend,
they may keep
for
their word.
The just for the unjust.
You hope in a doctor,
he might,
heal
God.
You. Peter can't even
but
talk
you hope
about
in Christ,
a good conscience,
and you shall see him face
faithful
to face.
Witness to those around him without first
that's
reminding them
a
of
sure
Jesus
hope,
Christ
a certain
as Lord,
hope.
The one who gave himself up for him once for all.
The blood of Christ
because that is what keeps our hearts
was required
to
make atonement for sin
grace
and
his
to bring
glory
us
to
God.
Others
it was
around
not
us.
Magical. I've even heard the blood of Christ preached in such a way.
A life of good works.
It's almost profane.
Is a life that bears witness to the power of
like
God.
Like it's something
to
magical.
Human nature.
You
and
need
rebirth.
The blood.
To make people wonder why you do not hate them like
what the blood of Christ represents is his
to make
life.
Them wonder why you have forgiven them of many
his
offenses.
Whole life of perfection,
letting love cover a multitude of sins,
his bearing our
not
sins in his body on
the
tree
suffer. They wonder
the
why
dripping of the blood
to
the to
ground
them,
represents the wrath of God
for you,
poured upon him
for
in atonement
for our sins,
that you would use your precious time
and by
to
his
bring
shed
their
blood,
concerns before
by
God.
His stripes,
by his
to
punishment,
love them when others will
for
not
us, love
we are
them.
Healed.
To serve them when others do not serve them.
You have been brought near
by
to
the
sanctify
blood of
Christ,
Christ
and
we can
Lord
never forget
in
what
our
brought
hearts.
Us near to God.
He wants
that
us
we
to remember
be ready
it.
To give a good account.
He used
of the
to be
hope
this way. Now you've been brought near
to those
by the blood
us.
Of Christ.
Good works
bear a witness to
which
Christ.
Brings me back to the original.
Last time I
issue.
Mentioned
in closing
that there is
Jesus
a
died
great blessing
not just to bring individual people to heaven.
He died
and
to unite humanity on
is
earth
a great
through his gospel
and show those
the power
of, you
of his gospel to subdue the
feel
human
like you
heart
can never
and
do
its
anything
pride
right.
and arrogance
and teach it how to love again.
That you never offer to God anything that is free of spiritual warfare
to build
in
a
your
church
mind.
Where people of different backgrounds
when you try
and different races,
right,
others react
different tongues
so
and different customs,
you,
and
you
different traditions, different education,
right,
different wealth, you name it, are able to come together
paragraph six
and find
of our confession
a common
says,
bond
notwithstanding the
in the blood of Christ
being
for their souls, the Savior who loved them and the Spirit who dwells in them,
also
and learn how to live as a new humanity,
not as though they were in
a
this
new
life,
people
holy
of God,
unblameable and unreprovable
a new creation,
in God's
and a new
sight.
Covenant.
But that he, looking upon them in his Son, is
only in the church
of Christ
and reward
is their hope for true love, true friendship,
that which is sincere,
though
true
accompanied
by many weaknesses,
the casting aside of prejudices and traditions and divisions
which
Lord
Jesus
Christ
me.
Gave a parable
of the talents.
The Church of Jesus Christ is to be a living example of how human beings created in God's image
can be redeemed.
He told
by
the parable
his blood
about giving
and living
five talents
and then one talent.
Each other.
Paul knows that
two people, much less a church gathering,
how the one who was given one
loving brothers and
his
sisters
buried it because he knew that his master was hard.
Unless they are reminded again and again,
and unless they remember
that they were apart,
he said, the least you could
have
done
is
put it in a bank and earn interest.
And what undeserved blessings he has brought to them,
but to the other
through
two
his
men,
perfect life,
in
his
that
bloody
parable,
death, and they're being restored,
it says,
to a holy God. The one who had received the five talents came up
though
and brought
they are still
five
sinners.
More talents, saying, Master, you entrusted five
he
talents.
He knew that only those who live in the wonder
of
talents.
Grace, the undeservedness,
his master
of
said
the blessing
well
showered upon us, the mercy, knowing that you've been reunited
you
to God,
in
that God
things.
Has chosen to send his Spirit to
in
dwell in
anything.
You. People that know this of
enter
themselves,
into
only
the joy
those people will live humbly, graciously with each other and in peace.
This is an illustration,
a
as
parable
the that is given
God,
by Jesus, of stewardship
no longer
of life,
the children of the world.
That he gives his people, his servants, his slaves, a life to live and responsibilities in that life. And he calls us to build upon those responsibilities and be faithful.
Paul says, let the peace
things
of Christ rule in your hearts,
to which indeed
you were called in one body. And the promise is that those
who
are faithful and be thankful.
When he comes to give account, that's what we should be thankful.
He will put in charge of much.
And that person will hear these words from the Son.
If you are
God.
Here without Christ this morning,
well done.
According to the Bible, good and faithful
you
slave,
are separated from Christ.
Enter into the joy of your Lord.
Strangers to the covenants of promise.
To think that
you have no hope
have
and are beating your head
life,
against the wall of your falsehood
that seeks to love him and keep his commandments.
And you're without
amazing.
God in the
it's
world
an act
to
of
help
grace.
To think that he would accept our imperfect
maybe
works
that's why
that we
things
offer
are the
living
way they
sacrifice
are.
To him.
In spite of the
but Christ
spiritual
Jesus
warfare,
has promised
inward and outward that we have to go
that sinners may
to
come to him as they are and
to think
be received
that he
would
and
cover
these things with his perfect righteousness and make
those
them
who repent of a self-rule
as a living
life,
sacrifice to his Father,
and ignoring God in
joy,
their lives putting their hope in other things than him in a life
and
of
trusting
works,
Christ
and
alone
then
as their savior
and put their hope in him
works,
to rebuild their lives
imperfect
will
as
find
they
forgiveness
are,
of sins peace with God through
with
his
gifts
blood.
Of grace in heaven
and the help of God.
Paul said,
therefore we
life.
Have as our ambition
with hope
whether at home or absent to be
hope not just in heaven at last not just in the new heavens and the new earth
for
but
we must hope
all
that
this
the
almighty
judgment
God
seat of Christ
so that each one may be recompensed
will actually cause all things to work together
body,
for good to those
according
who
to what he's done
to those who are called according to his purpose
whether good
you can live on that or bad.
You can get through the day.
Those who
and
have
the night,
no faith
amen.
Have no works.
You can build a new life
because
hoping
God does not accept
Jesus Christ.
They are bad.
You need him as a savior.
But those who
but also as a presence, brother
and
friend and
Lord,
to be
Jesus
present
Christ,
with you all the time,
savior,
all day long, every day, all
sinners,
night long,
a perfect salvation.
To be your strength and refuge, to give you hope and belief.
As a part of that
and
grace,
if you will come to him,
shall be recompensed.
He will not cast you out for
he
good.
Has promised.
Come to him today and put your hope in Christ alone.
And if
for
you are a Christian,
workmanship,
I hope you can see
created
through all
in Christ Jesus
what Paul is saying, how important
good works
the Church of Jesus Christ is and how important
God prepared beforehand
this Church
of
Jesus
in.
Christ is.
Put aside all those false ideas of good works and majestic.
He saved us not just from heaven,
great
for heavens
deeds that even men of the world
but
recognize,
to teach us how to live on earth as a
the
living
life
laboratory
of a faithful
of God's
Christian
grace
and
loves Jesus Christ
for other people to see
to
and wonder
it brings
at
glory to God.
It brings a witness to the world.
And then
assures our hearts
having a good testimony
is we are his
to take the gospel of grace
and is
to
noticed
us
by God and rewarded far beyond its worth or worthiness.
He said, if you're presenting your offering at the altar and there remember your brother has the smallest thing against you, leave your offering at the altar
of Christ
and go first be reconciled to your brother
to obey him, nothing
and then present your offering to God.
Not outward discipline.
That we have to,
or even the exhortation,
have a clear conscience in the way we live with each other,
because
confessing
we're
our
talking
faults
about a life
to each other when
it
we have sinned
inside
each other
and works its way out,
seeking forgiveness and reconciliation,
that has come to the point of bowing the
living
knee
at
to
peace
the Son of God who
with
loved
each other
us and gave himself up for us, and saying, Lord Jesus, thy will be
and
done.
And he said, while you stand praying, forgive. These are your commandments.
If you have anything against anyone, with your help, I want to keep every one of them.
Or your Father in heaven will not forgive your sins.
If any here have counted
unforgiveness,
on
grudges, arrogance,
some
pride, hinder
our
fellowship with God and each other,
God and
they stand between us. But he
the
himself
is
our peace. And
insofar
as it is possible, as far as it depends on you, Paul said,
that
live
at
acts
peace with
obedience
men
and good
keep
works
a clear conscience
in your behavior towards
sin,
your
only
and
hope
in your
is
forgiveness
to flee to Christ
and believe in his perfect work on the cross for you and repent.
And if your brother sins,
even thinking that you could
rebuke
have made
him
yourself good enough,
if he repents, forgive
what a terrible
him
sin.
Restore yourself.
He had to die for that one too.
The
Church of Jesus Christ is a living laboratory.
But if you will come
works
to him, he has promised the one who comes to him, he will not cast
and we are
down
to continually
so
look
to
the Father, the Son,
give
and the Holy Spirit and see the great salvation that he has
find his
accomplished for us.
To cover you
and especially look to the blood of Christ
Christian
and see what has happened to us and for us and how we
need
to be restored to God and have hope and now
cross
have God in the world. Who died there,
and be so thankful
and why he died
for that
there
grace,
and what he bore there,
and what he is doing
that
now
we in preparing a place.
Use
for
it
his
as the model and the power.
And look to his commandments
to love others
and do everything within your
power
to
in
keep
the church
them for his glory.
All these epistles are given to churches.
Carve out a life,
local churches,
churches
will
bring glory to God and bear witness to others
and
even
assure your heart before him
for the glory of Christ and for the good of men,
that your motives of obedience are different than the world's.
Insofar as possible,
they are out of love.
Live at peace with all men, for he himself is our peace.
I call you to look unto Jesus Christ.
Let us pray.
Every day
to love
him every
day.
Father, I pray that you would help us all
and keep his commandments
to understand
every day.
Let us pray.
That your purpose in Christ
Father,
was not only
us of our
to
sin,
save us from our sins
and
for
I pray
heaven,
that you would help all of
but
us
to save us
to
from our sins on earth.
Have a willing heart
to
trust
to help
you
us to build
and pattern our life after
local
your
bodies
words,
of
your
believers
commands,
where Christ is our head and we
and
all
bring
are
forth
sheep
a life that brings glory and honor to you and
that
the
we
world
all are brothers and sisters
to those
and
around
fathers
us
and mothers
wonder
and him,
why we behave as we do.
Where we are
that
more
we
concerned about serving
to point them to such a great Savior.
Help us
the
to
children
worship
of God
you with thanksgiving
than being served by them,
not just at church on Sundays, but every
we
day
are
of the week in every place.
Only
of
as
world
quick to forgive
to
as you have
you
been quick to forgive of us,
and keep your commandments.
Help
to bring
us,
forth
pray
a life of good works that you
in
have
this
prepared
place
beforehand
to apply these
that
principles
we should walk in. We pray in Jesus'
that
name
with God and with hope and with Christ in this world, we can change. We can live for his glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.